local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, absolutely jam-packed Monday here at News Radio Pensacola. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin here, preempting Channel 3 local coverage. Here is Ohio Senator J.D. Vance announced this afternoon as the vice presidential pick for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention. We'll tune in and listen live here.
Nation and the United States Marine Corps. He is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He graduated summa cum laude from Yale Law School and is the author of the best-selling book Hillbilly Elegy. And he is a crusader for the people of the Ohio in the United States Senate. He has never forgotten the working people of our country, and he never will. He fought to bring investment to middle America as a businessman and has fought to defend them every single day in the Senate. And this I know, he will faithfully stand by President Donald Trump's side as they win this election and change the course of our nation. They will change the course of our nation to the benefit of all American citizens and truly make our country great again. It is therefore my honor to nominate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance for the office of Vice President of the United States of America.
And we'll certainly keep our eyes on Fox News here with the Republican National Convention continuing this afternoon. Again, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance just taking to the floor. We'll see if he makes any sort of live comments here. That was Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted who announced J.D. Vance as the vice presidential nominee for the Republican ticket. But of course, a whirlwind last 48 hours here, with the eyes of the nation on the Republican Party and Donald Trump, of course, with the failed assassination attempt still very much at the top of mind here as we begin the Republican National Convention. Coming up at 5:30, Bobby Rossi, who is with Andrew McKay in Milwaukee covering the convention, he will join the program to shed some light on everything that he's seeing and in and around the arena there in Milwaukee. Of course, a lot made of the security. What sort of presence would there be in the so sudden aftermath of the assassination attempt of former President Trump on Saturday? And of course, much more still to come on that here throughout the course of the next 3 hours on Pensacola Right Now. If you want to weigh in on anything that we're talking about, the text line 850-437-1620. The traffic line as well, 850-262-6111. Austin, good to see you this afternoon here as we've got a little bit of extra time here, of course, with the Republican National Convention hogging the political stage of the United States and the world. Of course, though, we have not spoken since Friday, Saturday, the Blue Angel show, and then within about an hour after our coverage here on News Radio wrapped up, of course, the breaking news of the assassination attempt in Pennsylvania of Donald Trump. Your reaction as you saw that and the chatter and the social media firestorm that would ensue, and just as we sit here 48 hours after that.
Well, okay, so I had just gotten back from the air show. Yes, I had been there for, it was like a 12-hour shift. I had just left the station because I had to like do some programming in one of the engineering offices, make sure we were good to go for Pensacola Morning News this morning. So I had to make sure we were all good for that. And right when I got home, I had not been home long. I was just looking at my phone and I see that, okay, I'm watching this footage of Trump grab his ear. And I'm like, okay, so somebody threw something at him or maybe shot like, you know, just something minor. And then I start seeing the words assassination attempt, and I'm like, wait, what? And then I see blood down his ear, and I'm hearing gunshots. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I tell my family. And then I remember I had ended up taking a nap, and I wake up because I had asked Bobby Rossi a question about something work-related. I wake up, and then I see his response, and he's like, yeah, dude, sorry, we've just been on air for like 3 hours. And he mentioned that you and David were very quick, you know, very quick responding, so kudos to y'all on that. But yeah, I mean, just one of those moments where it's like, what the heck is going on? I mean, it's scary. And that's, you know, that's even with it not being as bad as it could have been. That's even with you loving or hating Trump. It's just, it's a crazy situation all around.
Yeah, for sure here. 4:06 here. So we'll go ahead and get a first update on our roads right now. And weather. We've got Alan Strum with the forecast here. Anything that you're seeing out there on the roads?
I mean, we do have some road closures on Scenic Highway. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Langley Avenue. We've got some backups there, or southbound coming from Langley. Got some road closures in that area. Also, just recently had a caller talking about a mishap. This is going to be on Garden Street approaching Barrancas near Captain Joey Patty Seafood and Saloon. We do have some backups in that area as a result of that. Then it's just going to be some backups on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have an accident report in that area closer to the Windhaven Beach vicinity. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
All right, and Alan Strum with the forecast.
Hot and humid weather does continue for the next several days. Of course, we'll have highs running between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. Here's the other thing. We do have a pretty good chance for rain as we head through Tuesday into Wednesday. Both days, that rain chance runs at about 70%. So look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up anytime during the day or even at night. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan, here. Just underway here on a very busy Monday. Of course, much of the focus on the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. I also, of course, here locally, Congressman Matt Gaetz, we had him on Saturday within the hours after the assassination attempt. He joined us to share some thoughts and certainly prayers and well wishes for Trump and the family. And he is taking it a step further today, actually, as doors have just opened a few minutes ago over at Marcus Point Baptist Church as a Never Surrender rally is taking place starting at 5. Doors are open as of now. It is free and open to the public. So Congressman Gaetz there this afternoon, and there are also reports that he is among the scheduled speakers tonight in Milwaukee. So that's going to be quite the push, of course, depending on when exactly he's speaking, because, you know, I know the primetime coverage, I think it goes until like 10 o'clock central time. So, you know, maybe he's kind of in that late window, giving him plenty of time to make the flight and the drive over to the arena in Milwaukee. But assuming that he is, of course, taking part in that rally at Marcus Point Baptist Church, and then also speaking at the convention tonight. That is a very busy and quick turnaround this afternoon and evening for our congressman. So that is happening here locally as well. If you're just joining us here, we preempted Channel 3's coverage as Ohio Senator J.D. Vance took to the floor on the convention for the purpose of formally accepting the nomination as Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate. Of course, that is one of our top three stories here this afternoon. Earlier this afternoon, it was made official, something that we have known for months, but Donald Trump officially recognized and with the delegate counts, put on the ticket as the Republican presidential candidate, and it was Florida's delegates that put him over the edge.
For the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump, hereby declaring him the Republican nominee for president of the United States of America.
And that was Donald Trump Jr. Announcing the Florida delegates there. And with the Republican National Convention starting today, Coast Guard choppers seen flying over the city over the weekend. Nearly impossible to drive anywhere. Streets blocked with concrete at a moment's notice. And very cumbersome trying to walk around the city and around the arena due to the fences around the sidewalks, the Secret Service and police presence there. And again, Andrew and Bobby, I'm sure as you were here this morning, they probably shared a lot about their experience in flying over the weekend and then just their early sights of what they have seen in Milwaukee.
Yeah, a lot of talks about security. Andrew, he couldn't get over. He said, I just feel so safe here. And he even said, you know, right after 9/11 was the safest time to fly because all the security was fresh. And that's how it is at the RNC this week. I mean, they showed like military personnel and there were cops marching by at this point and that point. They were like, I think they had like some boats in the water. The security was off the charts there. It was insane.
There is, of course, the aftermath of the assassination attempt, and
yes,
that is, with the backdrop of the convention, that is still very real as far as the investigation. The shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, the latest that we have on the assassination attempt is that the shooter reportedly bought 50 rounds of ammunition hours before the shooting took place. Crooks bought the bullets at a local gun store in Pennsylvania before carrying out the attack. Of course, one rally goer, two critical condition as well. CNN also reporting one of the two local counter sniper teams were supposed to cover the building where Crooks was perched on. It was reportedly meant to be a designated post in the operational plan. That, of course, is the big question. How in the world does someone able to get access within 300 yards or however the distance was. It was not in the perimeter, so to speak, but it was right outside the area where the fairgrounds and the speech was taking place. How in the world does somebody get access to that? There are reports that, and we played them on Saturday,
right,
of the of individuals, Republicans, who were just wanting to be close enough to see if they could, what they could hear over the loudspeakers that were outside the perimeter, that were reportedly bringing the attention of officers nearby. Hey, there is somebody up on the roof. And then for there not to be much, if any, communication, and then ultimately allowing shots to go off. I made the comment on Saturday while we were doing our breaking coverage, and I've made the joke before that everything I know about the law I've gotten from Suits, and
yes,
everything that I know about the right way to go about making sure that a president or a presidential candidate or somebody of that stature is protected is from the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg,
okay,
where with the first half hour of the program, he is hired by what ultimately turns out to be an inside job, but they hire him to basically plan a presidential assassination and then to make him look like the fall guy. But he's going to each of these cities. He is surveying from where the vantage point of the stage is going to be. He's looking at all the buildings. He knows the protocol of the Secret Service and everything. And he's saying, hey, if I'm a professional sniper, if it was me that was doing this, here's the time and here's the place that I would do it at.
Right.
And for, and of course, I mean, it's made for movie. Yes. But I'm sure that a lot of that is grounded in the reality that, yeah, it is a,
they're not going to make it up.
It's a cumbersome, it is a tireless process of ensuring the safety and security of not just the president, but of everybody who was there to watch him. And for that to be able to happen, it would seem so easily, just blows the mind.
Right. And that was the biggest thing that Andrew was talking about today. I mean, he had Chip Simmons on, he had Bob Johnson on, because both sheriffs, I think, have experience with that kind of work as far as like protecting the president. Because I know Bob Johnson in particular, I think, like, used to work like when Reagan was.
It was
president.
Yeah, and then I think it was Simmons who was with H.W. Bush.
Okay, yeah. So that's the thing; they both have experience in that regard, and of course, just law enforcement in general. So, you know, Andrew was, you know, kind of picking at their brains, like, hey, what's how does this happen? And I mean, Bob was very candid, saying, "Tons of firing. That's what's going to happen now. I mean, this is unreal." So, yeah, I mean, it's just very, very concerning at that point.
416 here, another check of the roads and weather. Austin, anything going on?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, you can call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. We still have that road closure. We're going to keep bringing this up just because it seems to be a pretty major closure here. On Scenic Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards Langley or southbound coming from Langley Avenue, we got some backups going, or not backups, but a closure both ways there. Then it's going to be some congestion downtown, slightly worse than usual at this time. But outside of that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
There's a good chance for showers and thunderstorms to be popping up over the next couple of days. That rain chance runs at about 70% Tuesday and in toward Wednesday. It'll be hot, too, and the humidity will make it feel even hotter. Highs will run mainly between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Taking a look here at some local headlines. Of course, we have plenty of that. You mentioned Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson had a pretty interesting story here that he relayed from the weekend, where deputies arrested a 77-year-old Pensacola man that was wanted on the U.S. Marshals' most wanted list. It happened Saturday. The man reportedly firing several gunshots at the county SWAT team after they had deployed gas in the vehicle that he was barricaded in.
So lucky for him, he lived, and he ended up being taken into custody without being killed.
Johnson says had it not been for the gas in his vehicle, the man would have been, quote, dropped like third period French.
I loved
which
that.
Which I thought was just the best line I've ever heard in my life.
I know. I told my brother that line when I got home between shifts, because I'm like, that was funny to me.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, Sheriff Johnson always good for an awesome soundbite. We appreciate that. According to jail records, Clifford Wenin was arrested on multiple charges, aggravated assault, firing a weapon, and resisting arrest. He is still being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail. TSA says they have a recruiting event taking place tomorrow for area job seekers. That'll be from 9 to 2.
All you need to do to come to that event is bring a couple forms of ID. The folks on site will help you actually do the application. You could do the testing and the interview on site. So it's a kind of one-stop shop if you're interested in working for TSA.
It's Mark Howell. He says that currently they are fully staffed for the Pensacola International Airport's 4 TSA lanes. However, they are looking to add lanes and will need additional personnel. The recruiting fair is being held at CareerSource Escarosa. Howell says starting pay is $18.92 per hour with an opportunity for substantial pay raises over your first 2 years. Also today, the state attorney's office saying an indictment was handed down for one of the suspects in the drive-by shooting that led to the death of a 70-year-old woman last month in Escambia County. Prosecutors say Jaquaris Etheridge is now indicted on multiple charges, including first-degree premeditated murder. Etheridge is scheduled to be arraigned Friday. This shooting happened back on June 24th on Aris Boulevard, leading to the death of 70-year-old Myra Hayes. Second suspect, Terrence Gross Jr., also charged in the case. A third, Travion Moton, died after jumping off the Escambia River Bridge while trying to flee law enforcement. 420, we'll take a break here. Of course, a lengthy first segment there. A lot happening, reacting to the failed assassination attempt and day one of the Republican National Convention. We will be back with state and national news coming up next.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio-dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The Republican National Convention. That's right, in Milwaukee. I'm on location covering all of it. The speeches, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the pepper spray. That's right, you can be listening every morning. We're going to be doing reports and interviews about the convention and still covering all of the local news from Milwaukee, but that's right, at the RNC all week, the Pensacola Morning News, and you can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Four 24 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola's Pensacola right now. Before we get another traffic and weather update, I've had this question myself because we had some texters ask about, hey, who, what are the confirmed speaker schedules? And we've been looking too. It doesn't look like they are releasing one over the course of the 4 days, but really they're kind of just doing it day by day. There's no set times, but according to the New York Times a few hours ago, they put out a list of confirmed speakers in the order in which they're scheduled to speak. Notably, the only speaker from Florida on here is Representative Byron Donald. So it doesn't look like Representative Matt Gaetz will be tonight. Of course, that's probably okay for him because he is at Marcus Point Baptist Church right now, holding a Never Surrender rally where they're asking the public if you're so inclined to show support and pray for Donald Trump, of course, with the failed assassination attempt 2 days ago and with the convention starting tonight. But among the list of speakers here, I won't go over all of them, but some of the headliners include Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene, Senators Katie Britt of Alabama, Tim Scott, Byron Donalds again of Florida, Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, Charlie Kirk will be speaking there. So that is among the list of speakers. But again, Congressman Matt Gaetz not on that list for tonight. We'll certainly keep you up to speed as far as the confirmed speakers each night of the debate here. And of course, Andrew and Bobby are in Milwaukee, and they are having, their show is just the regular hours, right? They're just going 5 to 9 each day.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
So there's that. All right, my bad, Austin. Go ahead on the roads.
Oh, no, that's no trouble. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, remember, keep in mind, on Scenic Highway, we do have road closures if you are traveling northbound towards Langley Avenue or southbound passing Langley. So be on the lookout for that, and I'd recommend trying to avoid that if you could. Still got some backups on Garden Street. This is if you're traveling eastbound towards Barrancas Avenue. We did have a caller talk about a traffic incident there, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be Palafox Street traveling southbound towards Fairfield Drive, along with maybe some minor congestion on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound in front of Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and maybe a little bit still on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Hot and humid weather does continue for the next several days. Of course, we'll have highs running between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. Here's the other thing. We do have a pretty good chance for rain as we head through Tuesday into Wednesday. Both days, that rain chance runs at about 70%. So look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up anytime during the day or even at night. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you. Looking here at our state headlines, along those lines of the speakers here. So we did mention Byron Donalds is speaking tonight. He will not be the only Floridian speaking this week. We've got Senators Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, Congressman Gaetz, of course, Anna Luna, Brian Mast, and Governor DeSantis will be participating in a Moms for Liberty town hall event tomorrow, speaking at the GOP breakfast, and then also address the main convention stage. So that could be tomorrow there. So we'll just have to wait and see on that.
And keeping with the just Republican theme, former President Trump's classified documents case controversially being dismissed. Judge Eileen Cannon made the ruling Monday that the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith violated the Constitution. Trump was accused by the feds of taking classified documents from the White House after he left office and illegally storing them at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
Yeah, any other day or week, this would have been a top story.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. But just so much has gone on lately. My goodness.
I don't know. I mean, I know you're not a huge soccer fan, but last night you had the Argentina-Colombia game for the final of Copa America. That was in Miami.
Oh, Messi.
It was absolute bedlam off the field. The game was delayed by like an hour because there were just scores of unticketed fans breaking through
at the gates or something,
entry gates, scaling walls, climbing through air ducts, vandalizing the stadium. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Cava.
With the additional resources we called up last night, in total, we had over 800 officers and members of other agencies on site compared to just over 300 for the Super Bowl.
She says the 2026 World Cup is, of course, quickly approaching, and county officials will work with the organizers for an immediate full review. As for ticket holders who were not able to get to their seats, Hard Rock Stadium says it'll work with event organizers to address individual concerns. Mm. Deal or no deal as it relates to future massive sporting events being held in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium.
I mean, that's what it's for. It's like a huge, I don't know if you've looked at this thing from overhead. It's a huge sports complex. It's got like, you know,
F1.
Yeah, the stadium, the F1 track.
Hosted the Super Bowl.
All the tennis courts and all that. They even have set up tennis courts inside the stadium. It is a huge sports complex. This is the type of stuff it's supposed to be used for. I mean, if you can't do it there, come on. What? I mean, that's pathetic. I mean, I don't know. I'm not even a soccer guy, as you said, but yeah. Come on.
This is a Fox News alert. The GOP has named former President Trump its presidential candidate at the RNC convention in Milwaukee. His son Eric casting the vote that put his father over the top.
And on behalf of the 125 delegates in the unbelievable state of Florida, we hereby nominate every single one of them for the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump.
Then the former president announced Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his running mate. Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana approves the pick.
He'll be the first U.S. Marine ever elected vice president.
The Biden campaign says Vance is a clone of Trump on the issues. Once again, former President Trump has been nominated to run as the GOP's presidential candidate. I'm Jill Nato. This has been a Fox News alert.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. According to Adobe Analytics, they say shoppers are likely to spend roughly $14 billion during the two-day span of Amazon's Prime Day this week. Spending at Amazon tomorrow and Wednesday could rise 10.5% from Prime Day 2023. The online retailer began holding Prime Day 10 years ago, typically in July. Prime Day accounts for 1-2% of Amazon's net global sales. Meanwhile, prices for everyday items continue to rise across the country, but in some places it's worse than in others, especially for people living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Although the national year-over-year inflation rate has dropped by 2-3%, it has hovered around 5% in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this year, according to a new WalletHub report. New York City also places among the highest inflation at 4.2%. Wall Street posted big gains today with the Dow Jones setting a new record. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The most fascinating storyline in the SEC is what will Alabama look like without Nick Saban? I'm a huge fan of Kalen DeBoer, who just took Washington to the Natty, and before taking the gig at Alabama, had a record of 1-4-12 with stops at Sioux Falls, Fresno State, and Washington. I do believe the partnership of DeBoer and Alabama QB Jalen Milroe will result in the Crimson Tide making the college football playoff this season, which would be a successful first chapter for DeBoer in Tuscaloosa. I'm Zach Gelb.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate.
I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years' experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Right now on News Radio Pensacola, with NCAA football coming out this week, the latest college football game, I figured it was tis the season for that song.
Listen, football season starts today.
Yeah, it starts sooner this year.
SEC Media Day started today.
Right.
And if you got the early release of NCAA football, you were able to start playing that as of 3 o'clock this afternoon. Unfortunately, I am stuck here talking to you. So.
Do you have the version?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, anybody who grew up playing the game in their youth and had to unnecessarily wait for 10 years is getting the early release.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I pre-ordered it, but I'm like, dude, wait, $30 extra to play it a few days early? I'm just
yes.
like, I'm not doing that.
Now, it's the only time I've done that.
Right.
But
I did pre-order it, but just the standard version.
But next year, I'll just do the standard version because I can just play 25 for, you know, those 3 days. But no, yes, yeah. I paid the extra money for the early edition, or I guess the early release day. So tonight, when I get home... Miha will be going to bed very, very soon after. Probably throw a frozen pizza in the oven, get a 12-pack of Mountain Dew, and it'll be just like I'm 14 again.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And we'll see how long I make it tonight.
I don't have NCAA 14. I have NCAA 11. That's the latest one I have. And I made a point of just doing a farewell game the other night. Wake Forest beat Duke 46-0.
There you go.
All righty. Anyway, whatever. I'm wasting time. Just past 4:35, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We do have an accident report on the roads here. This is going to be on New Warrington Road, just south of Lillian Highway. It is causing some minor backups in that area. Also have some issues. Let's see. Oh, yeah, another accident report. There it is. On Fairfield Drive, if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups at this time, though. And still have that road closure on Scenic Highway. That's if you're traveling northbound towards Langley or southbound coming from Langley Avenue. So be on the lookout for that. If you're in that area, I would just, I guess, try to avoid that. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and maybe a little bit of backups on, not really. Highway 90 was dealing with some backups coming over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, but that has seemingly cleared out.
Hot and humid weather does continue for the next several days. Of course, we'll have highs running between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. Here's the other thing. We do have a pretty good chance for rain as we head through Tuesday into Wednesday. Both days, that rain chance runs at about 70%. So look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up anytime during the day or even at night. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. In non-Trump slash convention national news today, lots of Houston area residents are still without power after Hurricane Beryl slammed Texas last week. As of last check, over 280,000 customers still off the grid.
If CenterPoint does not comply with my request, I will be issuing an executive order imposing what I think are the appropriate standards.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott there, not the biggest fan of CenterPoint lately. They say they've restored power to around 1.9 million people since the storm hit, about 85%.
And jury deliberations continue in New Jersey, Senator Bob Menendez's federal corruption trial. The New York jury got the case late on Friday. The jury is trying to decide whether the veteran Democrat used his office and political power to help businessmen in exchange for receiving cash and gold bars. His defense team insists that they were gifts and blames Menendez's wife for keeping the senator in the dark regarding financial matters.
Police in Birmingham are searching for suspects in connection with two separate shootings over the weekend that led to the deaths of seven people. 10 other victims were also wounded. Both shootings occurred Saturday night, one at a private birthday party inside a nightclub, the other a drive-by. Investigators say both are targeted incidents.
And President Biden's sit-down interview with NBC News anchor Lester Holt will air later tonight. Biden has been under growing scrutiny from Democrats, of course, over his age and whether he can defeat Trump in November. The interview will once again air tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, man?
What's that?
We spent the last how many days and weeks nitpicking everything that President Biden had to say about his age. Was he going to drop out? Who's not supporting him now? And of course, the way how we got here is terrible and shouldn't happen with the failed assassination attempt. But does anybody care about that interview now?
I mean, I think I do think people are going to, you know, follow it because they're well, honestly, I don't know, you know, because we're past the point of him trying to redeem himself as far as the whole debate.
I mean, I'm not saying that people won't care again at some point.
Right.
I'm just saying that 48 hours removed from an assassination attempt, Donald Trump is now in Milwaukee for the convention.
And Biden's already spoken on the assassination attempt. So we already know where he stands on it.
It's just, it's like, okay, that's cool, but cool story. We'll watch the highlights later.
Yeah, I'll see if it's trending on Twitter later.
Yeah, Wall Street, by the way, having a good day with the Dow Jones Industrial gaining 210 points to 4211. S&P 500 added 15 to 5631, and the NASDAQ climbed 74 to 18472. All right, Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, we got several headlines swirling around here. We'll tackle a couple things that happened over the weekend here, starting with the NFL. So we have very unfortunate news. Former NFL wide receiver and return specialist Jacoby Jones passed away on Sunday. He had turned 40 years old just 3 days prior. And though his family released a statement saying that Jones passed peacefully in his sleep, an official cause of death has not yet been released. Jones was an electric piece of the Baltimore Ravens, of course, when they went on to win Super Bowl 47. And he was known for his comedic celebratory dances after scoring, which, of course, got him a pretty popular gig on Dancing with the Stars. So obviously very upsetting news there. And also another problematic headline here with an NFL wide receiver. Minnesota Vikings Jordan Addison was arrested in LA Friday night on suspicion of DUI. That's according to the California Highway Patrol. Addison, who's fixing to enter his sophomore season in the NFL, was found asleep behind the wheel of his Rolls Royce on I-105. This is the second road incident that he's been tied to since being drafted, with his first resulting in a hefty speeding fine last July.
And that is after
I know what you're gonna say. The Kyrie Jackson
thing. Teammate?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because Kyrie was drafted by the Vikings?
Yes, he was.
All right.
And he I think they
and
said
And this is his second time?
Yes, I think they said Kyrie Jackson was killed in that accident that involved a potentially intoxicated driver. 5 days prior, I believe.
All right.
So very unfortunate there. We'll carry on with sports headlines right after traffic and weather together. Let's see. There's a few spots here. We do have some backup still on New Warrington Road just south of Lillian Highway because of an accident reported in that area. Also got some backups developing on 9 Mile Road. This is if you're traveling westbound passing Palafox Street. Then there's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and we do have some backups developing on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane.
Hot and humid weather does continue for the next several days. Of course, we'll have highs running between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. Here's the other thing. We do have a pretty good chance for rain as we head through Tuesday into Wednesday. Both days, that rain chance runs at about 70%. So look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up anytime during the day or even at night. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Were you going to say something?
I just said already.
Oh, okay. By the way, you did Home Run Derby, right?
No, I just did NFL.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, we do have the Home Run Derby tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN. All-star break. The MLB season isn't going to resume until Friday. You have a leader in the clubhouse for the Derby winner tonight?
I mean, obviously, I want Jose Ramirez to win.
That's
right. I can't remember. Did I pick – I think I picked Gunnar Henderson to win.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think that's who I said. I will say this, because I'm just now seeing this. There has been so much going on this weekend. I kid you not. I didn't even know the MLB draft was going on.
Well, it's not. I mean, no fault.
I know it's not widely promoted to begin with, but still.
But your Cleveland Guardians did have the first pick.
I did hear something about that, and I'm like, I wonder what that's about. And I just kind of kept on moving. And then I just now read, the draft was yesterday. I'm way, really?
Well, speaking of the draft, we had a local UWF product and Tate High School product. Drafted today.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
UWF star Darian McDowell was taken in the sixth round by the San Diego Padres at the 180th overall selection. McDowell, now the highest drafted player in program history and just the 23rd Argo to be selected by Major League Baseball. So congratulations to him and his family on that. That's a massive achievement in itself.
Absolutely. And then right before we get into health, business, and science, just another quick note here. The USA men's basketball team set to continue the USA Basketball Showcase in Abu Dhabi. The Americans will play Australia today in the second of five scheduled tune-up games prior to the Paris Olympics.
So which I think are a week away, right? I think it's like the 23rd, I think?
That sounds about right. Yeah. Give them hell, boys. I don't know. I don't really have anything to say to that.
fitness guru Richard Simmons, dead at the age of 76.
Yeah, that's really... did you know who Richard Simmons was?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I actually knew who he was because when I was a kid, my mom had like one of those DVR player things, VCR player things, in her minivan, and she had a tape of Richard Simmons, and I distinctly remember sitting in the backseat watching Richard Simmons.
I remember the cameo appearance that he had in Space Jam.
Really?
And it was just it wasn't even him, but the
I don't even remember that.
So the Looney Tunes, after they figure out or decide that they're going to play basketball against the Monstars and they're getting into shape for it,
right.
They are watching a Richard Simmons exercise video and exercising to that.
That kind of rings a bell.
One of the funniest segments of television that I have ever seen in my life, and I would encourage you to watch this, is his appearance on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
They were airing that. They were showing it on the news today,
yes.
Talking about honoring him and remembering him.
Yeah, one of the funniest. I remember watching it live when it happened. It was just the funniest thing. I'm just a kid at that point, but... I will go back and watch it sometimes because with him and Wayne Brady, Colin Mockery, and Ryan Stiles doing that, and then Drew Carey is just sitting there. He is losing it. Everybody in the crowd is losing it. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's awesome.
All right.
You won't, but...
Okay. I literally said I knew what you were talking about because they just showed it today. By the way, remembering James B. Sicking is what it just said on WEAR. It said he was battling dementia. I think, did it say actor? Since we were on pop culture, James B. Sicking is what I think it said.
I'm not familiar with
But he was almost, I think it said he was almost 100 years old.
Okay.
Either that or I'm dyslexic and saw the number wrong. Real quickly here before we take our last break for the hour, actress Shannen Doherty, best known.
Okay, I know who that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Best known for her roles in Beverly Hills 90210 and Charmed. She died after a battle with cancer at the age of 53.
He was, James Sicking, he was Doogie Howser's dad.
Oh my gosh.
That's who. Okay. So I was like, okay, who's that? And look at, oh, okay. Yep. Doogie Howser's dad.
Okay. Yeah.
Douglas Howser, I believe.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have gotten that, but that is the most. You could have given me a million years to guess a show that he was from. I would not have guessed Doogie Howser, MD, or whatever it was called.
Yep.
Anyway, back to Shannen Doherty, my bad. Her publicist says that she lost her battle on Saturday after many years of fighting the disease. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, but announced that she has gone into remission in 2017, only to see the cancer return a few years later. So very unfortunate news there.
Absolutely.
What's that?
Absolutely.
Oh. 4:51, we'll take one last quick break when we return. Maybe a couple more pop culture notes because there's a lot to dig into here, along with some wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through DCI. See dealer for details.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
Join Freedom's Found Coffee on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Wednesday at 9 a.m. Freedom's Found Coffee founder and combat veteran Raymond Hare will share the mission of Pensacola's new coffee shop and support offered to the military, veteran, and first responder community. That's Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Several spots of note here, but luckily none of them appear to be too severe. So if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards I-10, we do have some backups developing in that area and still have some backups on New Warrington Road traveling southbound passing Lillian Highway. There was an accident report there earlier causing some issues. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, there's nothing looking too severe at this time.
Hot and humid weather does continue for the next several days. Of course, we'll have highs running between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. Here's the other thing. We do have a pretty good chance for rain as we head through Tuesday into Wednesday. Both days, that rain chance runs at about 70%. So look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up anytime during the day or even at night. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you. Excuse me. Absolutely loaded show today. Yes. And top stories, especially with the events of the last 48 hours. So we're just about 5 minutes away now from Congressman Matt Gaetz's rally at Marcus Point Baptist Church. Never Surrender rally. The public showing support and praying for Donald Trump as not only the convention starts in Milwaukee today, but of course, in the aftermath of the failed assassination attempt. Doors opened at 4 and the events starting here at the top of the hour. Congressman Gaetz, by the way, not on the list of speakers tonight. He is scheduled to speak at some point during the convention. Earlier today, the big story, of course, is that Donald Trump, with a story we've known for months, but official today that it was Florida's delegate count that put him over the edge in the formal roll call. So Donald Trump, the Republican nominee, and Senator J.D. Vance from Ohio has accepted the nomination of vice president on the Republican ticket. That happened earlier this afternoon. The shooter behind the assassination attempt of Donald Trump reportedly bought 50 rounds of ammunition hours before it went down. Thomas Matthew Crooks bought the bullets at a local gun store in Pennsylvania before carrying out the attack. CNN also reporting one of the two local counter-sniper teams were supposed to cover the building where Crooks was perched. It was reportedly meant to be a designated post in the operational plan of the security details. So, yeah, that's going to be a fascinating next few weeks, months, or years, however long it takes to get to the bottom of what in the world went wrong with security there. Looking at some wackier stories and good news, a few tidbits here. A 27-year-old woman in California named Florence was arrested last Thursday, accused of stealing from the same TJ Maxx location. Austin, I don't know if you've ever been in a TJ Maxx before or not.
I have.
She is accused of stealing from the same location up to 30 times over the last 9 months.
So that's over three things being stolen a month. Interesting.
30 divided by 9 is a little over 3.
Yeah, 27 divided by 9 is 3, yeah.
Well, yes, 27 is.
That's what I'm saying. 30. So more than 3 a month.
Yes, yes.
Because 30 divided by 9 is more than 27 divided by 9.
I'm following you.
Okay.
The value of the stolen merchandise, around $6,000. So how much is that divided by 30?
That's what, $500 a month?
Okay. How is that per 30 times? No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do elementary math here.
Yeah, let's not.
Because we'll embarrass myself. The value of the stolen merchandise, $6,000, including stuff like handbags, jeans. Each individual theft was for less than $950. In most cases, the anti-theft wire locks were cut to remove the merchandise. Florence is facing 30 misdemeanor theft charges. During those 9 months, she was on probation for, guess what, theft.
Yes, I believe that. I will say, you were talking about how you didn't want to embarrass yourself with math. Yeah. I already did. I said 6,000 divided by 30 is 500. It's 50. So yeah. I'm dumb. I just now realized that while you were talking.
Yeah, but I didn't catch you, so I'm dumb as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's just get off of math, I guess. Officials at Yellowstone National Park fished a car out of a thermal geyser on Friday. In a press release, Park Services said a car with five people inside inadvertently left the roadway and veered into the semi-centennial geyser on Thursday morning. All five people were able to exit the car and get out of the 105-degree geyser with non-life-threatening injuries.
That's good.
Yeah, that is very good. One day later, authorities closed the nearby road and lifted the car out of 9 feet of water.
Some good news. Patriotism doesn't stop at the 4th of July. An ice cream shop in Massachusetts called Eskimo King is offering free ice cream to kids who can recite the Pledge of Allegiance. It's happening throughout the month. Kids can choose a cone of vanilla, chocolate twist, and if they want, one with red, white, and blue sprinkles as well.
That's fitting. And six critically endangered sea turtles were released back into the waters off Massachusetts this past Wednesday after being saved and rehabbed by a team at the New England Aquarium. They included one loggerhead, one green, and four Kemp's Ridley sea turtles. All three are endangered species.
All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. We're talking to Bobby Rossi live from Milwaukee at 5:35.